Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, this is the beginning of a new year, and with a new year comes New Year's resolutions. Let's see here. I want to practice my Chinese 8 hours a day. I want to cook at least 2 meals a day. And then let's see, I'm going to start taking a nap at 3 p.m., right in the middle of my workday. Those sound like great goals, right? Well, in theory, these would be great goals, but not very practical. In today's lesson, we are going to discuss goals that appear great in theory, but are not necessarily very practical. Our lesson today is called New Year's Resolutions. And a question I have for you, what is one common problem with New Year's resolutions? What is one common problem with New Year's resolutions? See if you can answer that question. Well, what are we waiting for? Open up your magazines. Let's begin.
New Year's resolutions. One common problem with New Year's resolutions is that they aren't specific enough. Maybe you resolved to eat healthier or be friendlier. But if you don't have a plan, how will you know if you've reached your goal? Generally, resolutions tend to fade out of your memory. They'll return again the next year when you start thinking about resolutions again. Other resolutions fail because they're not realistic. People either ask too much of themselves or they pick something they can't control.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点我们看 specific 这个形容词 SPEC 这个字根有看的意思，所以 specific 是指明确的或者是具体的。例如 Can you be more specific about what's bothering you? 是什么事情让你心烦，你可以明确一点吗？或者是 In the manual you can find specific instructions to assemble this slide.在手册中可以找到这个溜滑梯的详细安装说明。Specific 也指特定的。例如 ,Are you looking for something specific? 你有没有特别要找的商品？继续我们看的是 fade 这个动词。fade 在这里是指逐渐消逝或模糊。例如 ,Hope is fading that the missing mountaineers are still alive. 这些失踪的登山客能够生还的期望越来越渺茫。或者是 Tanya's dream of becoming a singer faded away after she got married. Tanya 想成为歌手的梦想在结婚之后就渐渐消失了。Fade 也指褪色。例如 My blue jeans faded quickly after just a few washes. 我的蓝色牛仔裤没有洗几次就很快褪色了。
Continuing our lesson with New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, something that we love to talk about, right?
Well, I was just thinking, you shared your New Year's resolution yesterday, mm-hmm. which was to practice Chinese. You want to improve your Chinese, mm-hmm. right?
That's right. Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Well, after looking at today's lesson again, I thought maybe my New Year's resolution should be to think about New Year's resolutions more realistically because our lesson seems to say that it's kind of hard to keep New Year's resolutions.
Well, yes. Actually, this lesson does talk about how it's quite difficult to keep New Year's resolutions. And we're going to talk about why that is shortly. Well, how does our lesson begin?
Okay, well, we read on here, one common problem with New Year's resolutions is that they aren't specific enough. And you remember that list that we saw yesterday of New Year's resolutions? That's something I mentioned, is that you need to be more specific with your goals. Help others, that's too vague. That idea mm-hmm. is too broad. you need to be more specific.
And this is the answer to the question that I asked earlier. What is one common problem with New Year's resolutions? They aren't specific enough. Maybe you resolved to eat healthier or be friendlier. Before we continue, let's talk about this word, to resolve to do something. This just means that you make up a decision about something.
That's right. So, you know, actually, this word is related to the word resolution, right? Resolution is the noun. Resolve is the verb. So I might say, oh man, I need to resolve to get more sleep, or I need to resolve to get to bed earlier, right? Or I'm going to resolve to be more in touch with my friends.
Those are some great goals, some great resolutions, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, our lesson says maybe you resolve to eat healthier or be friendlier, but if you don't have a plan, how will you know if you've reached your goal? And I can ask you too, Gabe, mm-hmm. those were some great possible resolutions, but mm-hmm. do you have a plan?
That's a good question. So how am I going to try to get to bed earlier? If I ask that question, then I can start to create or develop a plan that can be more specific. Thanks, Rebecca.
No problem. I'm here to help. Well, generally, resolutions tend to fade out of your memory, meaning that you kind of start to forget about them. They'll return again the next year when you start thinking about resolutions again. And here are some examples of resolutions.
Okay, we see some other resolutions here. Get fit, yes, of course. Eat healthy. Oh, I love that one, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
It just says love.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think that means?
Well, I think this person needs to be a little more specific.
Because I don't know exactly what that love means either. Does she want to love somebody? Does she want to love?
Yeah, how can you?
I don't know.
I would ask, how can I love others better? What can I do? Anyway, friends, let's move on to the next paragraph here. We read, other resolutions fail because they're not realistic. So one problem is they're not specific enough. Another problem is they're not realistic. Now, what does it mean if something is realistic?
If something is realistic, that means that it's something that can possibly happen. But if it's not realistic, that means that it really doesn't make much sense. It's probably can't happen.
For example, if you don't train for the long race, if you don't train for the marathon, it's not realistic to think that you're going to come in first place. That's ridiculous. You need to train for a big race like that. Or how about, man, if I don't have an exercise routine now, it's not realistic for me to think that, okay, I'm going to start exercising for an hour every day. Is that a realistic resolution?
No, not really.
Yeah.
It's better to gradually, you know, add an exercise routine to your daily schedule.
Yeah, like baby steps. Maybe I'll add a half an hour, maybe 2 or 3 days a week, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That would be more realistic. Well, we read, people either ask too much of themselves or they pick something they can't control. Now, let's talk about this phrase, to ask something of yourself. Or of somebody. This just means that, well, you have this expectation of yourself or expectation for somebody else.
Promise me that all you say is true. That's all I ask of you. I resolve to get singing lessons this year.
That's probably a good time. I can help you find a teacher.
Yeah, thanks, Rebecca. I think we have something to learn about being goal-oriented right now.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the
Info Cloud. Hello, friends. Welcome to Info Cloud. Today, we want to discuss goals.
Many people set goals for themselves, especially around the beginning of the year. But what words do we use when talking about goals?
Well, you said one already. Set. This is the verb most commonly used to talk about deciding on a particular goal. Shelley is still thinking about what goals to set for the new year.
plan and make can also be used when talking about goals. Be sure to plan realistic goals for yourself. Or making goals can give you a clear idea of what to do.
There are also a few ways to talk about a goal's completion. You can reach a goal, achieve a goal, meet a goal, or even complete a goal.
Sometimes we set goals for ourselves, but we aren't very specific with how we plan to achieve it. But there are people who are very good at setting and achieving their goals. These people can be referred to as goal-oriented.
Right. A goal-oriented person is able to focus clearly on what tasks need to be done in order for a goal to be reached. Goals are a great motivator, and goal-oriented people do well when goals are specific and clearly defined.
每当新年来到的时候，我们都会 set goals, 设立新的目标，盼望在新的一年里面能够完成。但是我们必须确定目标并不是天马行空，而是非常实际的。You should plan realistic goals. 除了动词 set 之外， plan 和 make 都可以用来表达目标的规划和设定。至于目标的达成，我们可以用不同的动词来形容，像是 achieve a goal. We achieved our goals last year. 我们去年达成了目标。另外 meet a goal 或是 complete a goal 也是一样的意思。在新的一年里面，祝福大家都能够 complete your goals。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about New Year's resolutions. Now, oftentimes, people will make a New Year's resolution at the beginning of a new year, but according to our lesson, oftentimes, people don't keep those resolutions. Why? Well, sometimes they're not specific enough, and other times those resolutions are just not realistic. Well, we have more to learn about New Year's resolutions, so let's do that now.
New Year's resolutions. The truth is, nothing changes when the clock strikes midnight on December 31st. If you want to change, it will be hard whenever you try it. But the good side of that is that you can change your life anytime you decide to. Resolutions often fail, but don't be discouraged. If there's something you want to change about your life, it won't hurt to try. And if you fail now, don't worry. Lunar New Year is right around the corner.
All right, 接下来我们看的是 when the clock strikes midnight, the strike, 这个动词 strike 在这里是指时钟的敲鸣或者是报时。例如 we need to return to our dorm before the clock strikes nine. 九点钟的钟声响之前我们必须回到宿舍。至于 strike 的过去式还有过去分词都是 struck, S-T-R-U-C-K. 例如 the church clock struck ten as the wedding began. 教堂的钟声敲响了十下之后婚礼就开始。最后我们看的是 discourage, 这个动词 D-I-S 是一个否定的字首。Courage 是指勇气，所以 discourage 是指使泄气，使意志消沉，或者是使丧气。例如 Don't let people's criticism discourage you if you know you're doing the right thing. 如果你知道自己做的事情是正确的，就不要因为别人的批评而感到丧气。它的反义词就是把字首的 D-I-S 变成 E-N, 变成 encourage, 意思是指鼓励。例如 Emily's parents have always encouraged her to pursue a modeling career.Emily 的父母总是鼓励她追求成为一个模特儿的梦想。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so this next section starts out, The truth is, nothing changes when the clock strikes midnight on December 31st. Gabe, are you one of those people that thought the moment the clock struck midnight on December 31st, things would change?
You know what? On December 31st, I'm out, you know, on the streets partying with my friends. And so I'm not thinking about things changing at that moment. I'm just, you know, having a good time. I'm not one of those people.
Well, that's good, because things don't automatically change the moment the clock strikes midnight. If you want to change, it will be hard whenever you try. So whether it be January 1st or another time of the year. Mm-hmm. But the good side of that is that you can change your life at any time you decide.
Well,
you yeah.
Isn't
what?
There a good phrase right there, the good side of that? So is there a bad side of something too, a negative side or a...
Right. Gabe, I'm so glad that you keep asking.
Uh-huh.
Because you see the word side?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? Well, that's just a part of a situation. And it can be, yeah, so there are different words that you can replace good with.
Okay, so for example, maybe you think one of your friends is always so serious. And then somebody else will say, it's okay, actually, sometimes he's funny. He's got a funny side, or he's got a humorous side. And of course, sometimes life can be kind of difficult, but you can encourage your friend and say, always look on the bright side of life. I think I need to get some whistling lessons this year, Rebecca,
so,
as well as singing lessons.
So singing lessons and whistling lessons,
yeah.
I will take note of that. Alrighty, but the good side of that is that you'll be able to improve your musical abilities.
Exactly. Thanks for helping me to see the good side. All right. Well, the next paragraph says, resolutions often fail, but don't be discouraged. If there's something you want to change about your life, it won't hurt to try.
Yeah, I'm trying not to feel too discouraged here. But this is a great phrase that I would love for you all to know. We would like to talk about, it won't hurt to try. Well, what does that mean? It just means that you're not going to get hurt if you try to do something. So don't be afraid. You might make a mistake, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Still try.
So you could use this phrase to describe a lot of situations, all right? So for example, let's say that you're really interested in trying out for a part in a show. Well, it won't hurt to try. I mean, you should go to the audition. The audition would be a good experience for you anyway, even if you don't get the part. It won't hurt to try. Now, you can use this phrase to encourage people in many situations, but there are some situations where it might hurt to try. Right, Rebecca? Like, for example, if you have never rock climbed before and you all of a sudden want to try a really dangerous wall or a dangerous mountainside, that might hurt to try.
Right. So we don't recommend you trying something dangerous without the proper supervision. So if you've never gone rock climbing, make sure you go to a safe place, have supervision, have people there to make sure you're doing it the correct way. But trying out for a play, hey, that's not going to hurt you. It won't hurt to try out. Well, we read here, if there's something you want to change about your life, it won't hurt to try. And if you fail now, don't worry. Why?
Because Chinese New Year is right around the corner. That's right. So gongxi, gongxi, gongxi ni a. The year of the dog is right around the corner. What does that phrase mean?
Right around the corner? Well, if an event is right around the corner, this just means that it is very soon. It's coming up.
And so you could use this phrase to talk about a physical corner. That's okay. Like, the store is right around the corner. Or you could use it to talk about ideas or abstract things. Like, my brother's birthday is also right around the corner.
Well, you know what else is right around the corner?
What's that, Rebecca?
Oh, it's a
review skit.
Yay! It's January 1st, and I'd like to announce my New Year's resolutions.
What for?
This is the time to change bad habits.
In theory, yes, but in practice, it doesn't work that way.
But January 1st comes right after the holidays, and I ate lots and lots of food, and now I realize I need to start losing weight. And that's my number one resolution this year.
Well, I'm sure your desire to change is real, but I'm sure that resolution won't last long.
So what should my resolution be?
How about I'll eat healthy foods until I start craving other things?
Well, that's easy.
A common problem is that New Year's resolutions aren't specific enough.
Not specific enough? Could you be more specific?
Sure. Maybe you resolve to be friendlier, but how will you know if you've reached that goal?
That's a good question.
Besides, resolutions tend to fade away.
But they'll return when I start thinking about resolutions next year.
Right. Some resolutions fail because they're not realistic.
So people ask too much of themselves?
Yes. The truth is, nothing changes when the clock strikes midnight on December 31st.
So making changes will be hard whenever I try them.
Exactly. But the good side is you can change your life any time you decide to.
Any time is a good time to change.
Right. So remember, resolutions may fail, but don't be discouraged.
Right. It doesn't hurt to try.
Right. And if you fail now, no worries. Chinese New Year is right around the corner.
And I can try again. Yeah.
There we go. Let's see if I can do this again. Always look on the bright side of life.
Gabe.
What?
很难听. 我觉得你要练习.
Hey, you're right, Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
You practice your Chinese,
uh-huh.
And I'll practice my singing and my whistling.
Yeah, it hurt my ears.
That's what we are going to resolve to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our New Year's resolutions. Maybe I should be a little more specific, but I got time to think about that. Friends, again,
Happy New Year!
We'll see you next time right here on
Video Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.